Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen in Florida. Cleanup underway after Hurricane Milton first made landfall Wednesday night. Storm being blamed for at least 16 deaths, spawned 20 tornadoes, more than 2 million residents still without power. CBS News' Christian Benitez in St. Petersburg.
Yamile Barrio gave us a peek inside of her Tampa apartment from the window, her furniture now partially underwater, but she says she's lucky to be alive.
Thank God nothing happened to us. There's more people that's worse than us.
Yamile and her neighbors say the flooding in her neighborhood began after Milton had already passed through. Christian Benavides, CBS News, St. Petersburg,
Florida. One good thing is... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Florida theme parks, Disney World, Universal, and SeaWorld all plan to reopen today.
Wow. It's amazing, you know.
So they must have got through the storms pretty well.
Yeah, that's actually a surprise to me. And we're also going to check in Orlando. You said CBS correspondent Peter King lives in that area, right?
He's in Orlando, yeah.
And in this next half hour, we're going to go live to the Bradenton, Sarasota area. They were at the, where...
That's ground zero.
Yeah, ground zero, where the eye came overhead. And obviously, that's where the Pirates spring training. So we have a sister city relationship there. We will get an update in this half hour. Also, check in with our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, about any storms on the horizon, too. Hurricane season is not over. And the massive cleanup and recovery will continue. Yesterday, Barack Obama visited the University of Pittsburgh, stumping for Vice President Kamala Harris. Politics aside, though, at least at first, he tried to ingratiate himself with Pittsburgh.
It is good to be back in Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I love the people of Pittsburgh. I love the food in Pittsburgh. I don't usually do this, but this is a little bit of a Yelp rating. Just had some of Pamela's pancakes. I first had those 15 years ago when I was running, and I was all like, I need some of those pancakes this time out. Even though I'm from Chicago, some of you may know, when I was a kid, I was a Steelers fan.
So, I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Pamela's. Now, he's made us hungry, so...
Pamela's thing, I'll never forget that.
Usually, they said, usually they throw a Permanis reference in there, but I guess he did the Pamela's pancakes thing.
Got a thing for flapjacks.
I'll tell you what, can we DoorDash those in? Just him mentioning those makes me hungry. I haven't had one for a while. Anyway, so Pamela's got some love... He spoke for about 45 minutes at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh.
And they brought all the big guns from the Democratic Party in.
Right. They had
Bob Casey and the mayor, and right?
Yes, they did. And he did a surprise visit at one of the campaign offices. And so they continue to come. That said, J.D. Vance will be in Johnstown tomorrow. Kamala Harris in Erie on Monday. And the candidates... continue to, go around the state and come into southwestern Pennsylvania, too.
So, guess who took some reps with the first guys, the starting offense?
Speaking of the Steelers.
Uh-huh, Russell Wilson.
In Vegas this weekend, the Raiders in their brand-new home and stadium. 4:05 is kickoff on Sunday afternoon. And, yes, will Russell Wilson finally get a start?
Well, that's the question he was asked. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I think that we all want to play. We all want to be out there. And this is year 13 for me. And, I've never been in this place that I'm in, as well. And it's tough. But also at the same time, there's better days ahead. And you also know that there's challenges along the way. I think with George in particular, I try to, relay to him that, number one is that, we love him, and we love who he is. We love the player that he is. We love the competitor that he is. And that's the thing that you have to understand is George a bad teammate? Absolutely not.
Well, so he was speaking about George Pickens there at the end, but the first remarks were about, I'd like to be in there.
Well, sure he would. I mean, the guy's a Super Bowl champion. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He is a real talent. And that said, Justin Fields, I thought, has done a pretty good job We didn't lose the game against Dallas because of his play.
I agree. I agree. I think that the that Justin's been just fine. Sooner or later, we have to find out what Russell can bring to the table.
Right.
I mean, sooner or later.
Let's take a shot. You know, if the Steelers can win the next two games, they're certainly winnable games. The Raiders are having their issues at quarterback. The Jets just fired their coach. They're in town next Sunday. This is a chance to string a couple of wins together again and to be 5-2. And let's see what they can do on Sunday. But the big question is still, will we see Russell Wilson? Some of our local experts don't think so yet. Others say he will. So they didn't definitively say that, but naturally he wants to play.
You know, last year we had an example of what could possibly happen in mid-game, a quarterback change.
It'll be fun to see when he does play, if he still got the juice. He's certainly done everything right. He and his wife, they, you know, have been gracious. They visit kids at Children's Hospital. A lot of that's off the radar. He's been nothing but a class act here. And I hope that he is physically capable of playing the way we know Russell Wilson can play and help this team win. Just a quick side note. The Panthers host California tomorrow at 3:30 at Acrisure. This is a chance for them, A, to become bowl eligible and win their sixth game in a row to start the season, which they haven't done in decades. So it should be a fun day, and the weather looks like it'll cooperate. So if you want to go, you tell me if you want to go.
I'm not able to go this time.
Oh,
I was going to. I checked into it. I can't go.
I tried to get Erin to go. She's going to a wedding.
It's going to be cloudy and 70 on Saturday. That's not bad.
It's actually good. Nice. That's comfortable for fans.
Right.
All right. Here we go. And that's what people are talking about. Big weekend. You know, this is a three-day weekend for many. Columbus Day recognized on Monday, and we love a parade in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's Little Italy is Bloomfield, as many of you know. And joining me, Tony Ferraro, who heads up the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame here. I've known him for 30-plus years, and big parade tomorrow. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, so I apologize in advance.
That's all right. We appreciate you being on to give us the details. So you know Pittsburgh loves a parade. What's the game plan tomorrow?
Well, we're going to kick off march off tomorrow at 11 o'clock, but all the activity starts at 9:30 when we try and organize the parade. You can imagine what that goes like.
That's like a reality show.
herding cats, I call it.
Yeah. But, all right. Where does it begin, and where should people line up?
I would recommend we start at South Millville Street, but anywhere along from South Millville down to the former church on the left hand side as you're coming down the road. I think it's owned by Arch Masonry now, but that's where we're going to have the reviewing stand, and we have our MCs Paul Martino and Rick DiCarlo.
Paul Martino.
Oh, yeah. Give me one more appetizer.
Did you say Rich DiCarlo is also in on this?
Oh, Rick DiCarlo. He's on the street.
Ricky
he's
D.
Been doing this. Ricky D. Yeah, he adds a lot of color to it, and a lot of people enjoy the conversations. But the grandstand will be right there, and we welcome people to line the streets. We've asked some businesses to open a little early. So you can get a cappuccino. There's a beautiful coffee shop right across the street from it. Right in front of Tessero's is a good spot as well. But this is our 36th annual, and we're proud to say our Grand Marshal this year is Michael Fasciano. And Michael's he's not new to the parade. He's been involved for every year. This is our 36th annual, and he and his family have been involved every year. Owns a big construction company and is very active in the Italian-American community.
All right, so 11 o'clock in Bloomfield. If you haven't been, Bloomfield's great little part of our community, and the parade will be underway. How long does it usually last, Tony?
About an hour and 20 minutes. We'd like to keep it under 2 hours so we don't have to pay overtime to the city. And by the way, The city has been very, very helpful. You know, we have the police, the paramedics, the fire. We really had a lot of good experience working with the city of police. But one more thing I wanted to say, Larry, we have a great band coming in from East Fairmont, West Virginia. They're traveling. It's called the Honeybee Band, and they're really, really exceptional. Along with a lot of other people that are going to be in the parade, a lot of organizations, a lot of small musical entrees, as well as Pete the Huckster will be there. He never misses. So come on out, have a good time. The weather looks great.
All right, East Fairmont High School Busy Bee and Honey Bee Band has been to the Tournament of Roses Parade in California and presidential inaugurations. Apparently, they're a big deal.
Impressive.
Yeah. All right, Tony. And for those that don't know, Pittsburgh has the fifth largest Italian-American organizations here.
So Saturday's the day to immerse yourself in Italian culture.
And food. Let's not, and then later wine, but we'll get into that. All right, Tony, hope you feel better. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
There he goes, Tony Ferraro and Paul Martino.
And Ricky D.
Wow. I love when Marty says, he does his Paul Martino imitation.
Oh, it's hysterical.
KDK-TV former anchor man when he says, will they be serving hors d'oeuvres there? From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic. Welcome to the weekend. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. And after watching throughout the course of the day the aftermath of Hurricane Milton, wanted to take you back to where they were at ground zero, where Milton made landfall Wednesday night, just in the half hour after the 8 p.m., which was sooner than expected. And the eye actually went over the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau has become a good friend of ours. Elliot Falcioni is there, hunkered down in his home overnight, and went out to do a survey of the damage yesterday. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you, sir?
We're fine, man. We're all thinking of you guys and everybody we've seen affected by this storm. So give us the rundown there. One of the things we saw was one of the Pirates training facilities had some damage and other things there. Give us the update.
Yes, sir. You know, I was woke up early this morning and I thought Tropical Storm Debbie, you know, affected East County homes, 10 inches of water in a lot of homes. And then we went to Helene, where we had just a lot of storm surge and sand. And now, of course, Milton. The blessing is no storm surge on Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key, even going right down the throat of the Manatee River. So that was a blessing. Where you're going to see the most destruction, and keep in mind, as of last night, 80% of Manatee County still did not have power restored. And the island was not restored either. So we're hoping that that gets turned on today on Anna Maria Island, because you cannot get any contractors, emergency type of vehicles out there as well. But mainly the damage is a lot of mobile home parks. If you had a white PVC fence, it's gone. It's on the ground. A lot of the older homes, cottages, collapsed. But I think, I tell you what, overall, no loss of life. We are in recovery mode. It is surreal to see people's furniture out on the streets when we had Debbie come through, and then going to sand piles that still exist on the island, and now just a ton of oak tree and pine tree debris. Just a crazy 6 months.
Elliot, what about the barrier islands? Did you get out to the islands at all? Or
no, you know, I could have, but you know one more person would have been too much. But you know, I did get reports. We did lose the rod and reel pier for Pittsburghers that have come to Anna Maria Island. It blew away. It's and it may never come back. You know, once you lose piers like that, the federal government normally doesn't allow you to replace them. The city pier on Anna Maria, that was one of our landing points for the water ferry. The midsection is gone. Quite candidly, that surprised me because that pier is no more than 7 years old. But we will rebuild it. The historic Bridge Street, Larry, you've been there as well. That's in pretty good shape. Just some of the floating docks are compromised. Paul, a lot of sand, still a lot of debris out there. I will definitely get out there today. And I tell you what, thank God we didn't have storm surge, because if we did, you're sitting here 6 months from now trying to get businesses and families back in their homes.
Yeah, number one is how many people will be displaced from their homes that are residents, and then a really important time coming up where economically the region relies on, you know, the snow, birds, and in your case, spring training too, and all that goes with it.
Yes, and as we sit here right now, we have no occupancy in our hotels. Let me correct that. You know, we have no vacancy in our hotels because we are hosting displaced residents, contractors. We have 400 National Guardsmen coming in today with 30 tactical vehicles, and we have a ton of power companies that we're mobilizing right now. So, Larry, I really believe in my heart that within the month, maybe in a few weeks, the mainland of the Bradenton area will be open for business. The hotels were not compromised, and I believe probably in about a month we'll have a small percentage of short-term rentals on the islands and a small percentage of restaurants on the islands open for business. And it's our job as the Tourism Bureau to really keep our target market up to speed with where we're at, being very accurate, very honest. So they come down here and they can enjoy what they enjoy best. And hopefully the beaches are still in pretty good shape. Without the storm surge, we should have some nice beaches for people to enjoy in about a month or so.
One other quick question, Elliot, about the tornadoes. I saw a map of where they touched down this morning, and it seemed like they were mostly to the east and south of the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Was there a tornado touchdown or anything like that in your area?
No, sir, not at all. And I think because we were right in the eye of the storm, mentioned to Larry yesterday, it was the most surreal thing. It was so calm. The air did not move for 45 minutes. South Sarasota into Lee County, even parts of Collier County, we had 38 touchdown tornadoes in the state of Florida from that storm. And as you all know, that 3 to 6 o'clock, the dirty side of the storm is really what causes those tornadoes to touch down. But we were blessed. My tornado alarm did not go on at all, during the storm.
Elliot, we appreciate the update. I'm glad no loss of life in your region, and certainly you're safe. And anything we can do to help support the effort, we will do and appreciate it. And now, if you don't mind, we'll check in maybe the beginning of the week after you've had a chance to really absorb the, the beaches and every other area around there.
Yeah, 100%, Larry. Update on the Sarasota-Bradenton Airport. The airside terminal did peel back the roof a little bit. It was supposed to be open today. It's going to be open tomorrow morning. So for Pittsburghers that have second homes or live down here, you'll be able to fly into Sarasota-Bradenton Airport as early as tomorrow.
Oh, great update. All right, Elliot, stay safe.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Appreciate your support.
Elliot Falcione, Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And I want to mention real briefly, Larry, about that map that I saw of little red dots where tornadoes were reported
right
in Florida. The cluster that was over the West Palm Beach region, that's where they were hit hardest.
Right.
It looked like more than a dozen right there.
That's unheard of in Florida.
Probably from like up to Jupiter all the way down to, say, I don't know, Hollywood?
I actually lived in West Palm Beach when I graduated high school, worked in radio there for a year and a half, and tornadoes were rare.
Unheard of, yeah.
Yeah, and to have a 37 of them confirmed, that's incredible. So we'll continue to keep you updated on the Big K Morning Show, and we want to check traffic. Then we'll go to Joe Lundberg, get an idea of if there's any additional storms behind this, because remember 2 weeks ago when we heard of Helene, they had already known that the radio KDKA, it's as cold and Let's see, it has been since April 26th, last time we've been at this temperature. 36 here. It's freeze warnings outside of Allegheny County, east and south. And
the way you said that, it almost sounded to me like it was, you were happy.
No, I'm not happy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it might kill some ticks.